This podcast was recorded on Grandparents' Day, January 2013.
There was a neighbour of ours on Brandon Road, and when leather shoes were, you know, scarce during the war,
yeah.
Mr Murphy started to make sandals for the kids, and he cut out a frame, or a shape, and get leather, and cut out a pattern of a sandal and tap it on. So we all ended up with Mr Murphy's sandals, so we got the mothers to buy them.
Yeah.
And they lasted for ages.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as these things, trainers or anything else.
Well, you may probably know mittens and atchets.
Oh, yeah,
and
mittens
all.
And atchets, yeah.
Well, I remember when the war finished, the year the war finished, 1945.
Yeah.
No, going up to Atchison's.
Atchison's,
they got
yeah.
The first time I'd ever seen an orange.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing an orange coming in. And every house that had the ration books with Atchison's got two oranges. It didn't matter if you had six in the house
yeah.
or two in the house, you still got two oranges per house. And I remember bringing home our two oranges and having a half orange. My father got a half orange, my mother and my brother and myself. You know, things you take for granted that are there.
Yeah.
You know, just there was none of those.
Do you remember going up to the Abbey Clothing Company to be fitted for gas masks?
I do.
At the outbreak of war.
In fact, I think there's a gas mask in my father, my stepmother's house now.
It's going
in Dublin.
Back.
The gas mask is still there.
Yeah.
Now, they're falling asunder. But everyone had gas masks.
Masks, yeah, we all. And we were all given papers to be evacuated to the country.
That's right.
If there was a Dublin was involved in the war. And after the war, some genius, I think it was some of the Radio Erden crowd, told the women they could make flower pots out of the gas masks. So they took the nozzle, you know, the nozzly part, and then they got the old vinyl records that they had, and they put a record on top of a pot of boiling water, and it had made a shape. And this was stuck on top of the nozzle of the gas mask
yeah.
and sprayed or painted. So there were a lot of those in the windows in Dublin in those days.
I was telling them about using the vacuum cleaner for spraying.
Oh yeah, or drying your hair.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wasn't into that.
But no, we did it the other end.
But we used the other end for spraying.
Yeah.
We sprayed the car.
Oh yeah.
With it, you know, and then we compounded it down and polished it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoy it.